Moses stood on holy ground, fire from God descended down, set the roadside bush on fire.
Bush on fire and was.
Then the Lord did there explain, through his servant should remain, all the echoes from the bush on fire.
Bush on fire.
Oh, I can hear those lovely echoes from the burning bush.
How they thrill my soul.
Oh, I can hear those lovely echoes from the burning bush.
Point me to the goal.
Point me to the goal. I no more am doubting,
but with the joy I'm shouting,
with no thought of shame to blush. This my song shall ever be, words that are so sweet to me, echoes from the burning bush. Sent down his only son just to ransom everyone by the echoes from the fire.
It's from the fire that the
God of every earthly land would not pick nor choose a man, for his blood would save us from the fire.
Oh,
I can hear those lovely echoes from the burning bush.
How they thrill my soul.
Oh, I can hear those lovely echoes from the burning bush.
Point me to the goal.
Point me to the goal. I no more am doubting,
but with the joy I'm shouting,
with no thought of shame to blush. This my song shall ever be, words that are so sweet to me, echoes from the burning bush.
Soul.
Oh, I can hear those lovely echoes from the burning bush.
Point me to the goal.
Point me to the goal. I no more am doubting,
but with the joy I'm shouting,
with no thought of shame to blush. This my song shall ever be, words that are so sweet to me, echoes from the burning bush.
Thank you. and prey, and bound his hands with cords. The lion's den would be his fate. He'd die within the hour. These foolish men would soon find out that Daniel's God had power. And as the night went slowly by, the king could get no rest. He knew those jealous men were wrong, and Daniel's God was best. And as the sun came shining in, he ran to see his fate. Would Daniel's God protect his men, or would he be too late? But God had sent his angel, and the lion's mouth made tight. And Daniel slept the whole night through, because he did the right. So if the king forbids your prayer, and you are faced with threat, just go ahead and do what's right, and pay to God your debt.
Gideon had 300 men, the Midianites had a host. But Gideon children, I'll tell you a tale. How Jonah the prophet got caught by a whale. A part of this story is awfully sad. It's how a big city went to the bad. When the Lord saw those people with such wicked ways, he said, I can't stand them more than 40 more days. He spoke to old Jonah and said, go and cry to those hard-hearted people and tell them that I give them 40 days more to get humbled down. And if they don't do it, I'll tear up their town. Jonah heard the Lord speaking, and he said, no, that's against my religion, and I won't go. Those Nineveh people mean nothing to me, and I am against foreign missions, you see.
He went down to Joppa, and there in great haste, he boarded a ship for a different place. God sent the winds by with squeaks and with squeals, and the sea got rowdy and kicked up its heels. Old Jonah confessed it was all for his sin. The crew threw him out, and the whale took him in.
On beds of green seaweed, that fish tried to rest. He said, like me. If every student were just like me, what kind of school would our school be? Would we come in late and create much noise, banging lunchboxes and slamming doors? Would we slump and slouch with indifferent flair and cause a scene of I don't care? When teacher turns and leaves a while, would we look around and grin and smile? Or cause a stir, disrupt the quiet, or pinch and poke and cause a riot? What kind of school would our school be if every child would act like me? I'll come on time and take my seat and bid good day to all I meet. I'll sit up straight and sing out loud and help cheer up a hurting child. I'll work real hard to make this day the best one yet in every way. I hope and trust this school will be a better place because of me.
Like Deborah, I can lead
searching for someone who will give. And they're always waiting for the chosen few, who heed his earnest call if you will hear. His voice whispers softly in your ear, just lay aside your doubts, your worries, and your fears. For you are called to the kingdom for such a time as this God has designed. That you be where you are, just touch the scepter out to let you know you have a call, and with his strength to go. You have the call, and with his strength to go.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Oh, how sweet. song, sweeter song, sweeter song. In this life could be found, heard or found, where sinners come or washed as white, white as snow, but amazing grace, how sweet the sound is the sweetest song right now. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound is the sweetest song right now. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound is the sweetest song I know. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound is the sweetest song.
Through the ice and snow.
is good.
Our God is good. When nothing goes our way, and it's just not our day. Our God is
good.
Our God is good.
Thank you. John, walk in Jerusalem, just like John. John said the city was just four square, walk in Jerusalem, just like John. And he declared he'd meet me there, walk in Jerusalem, just like John. John, oh John, what do you say, walk in Jerusalem, just like John.
Students for a very good program.